bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Kesha. She's such a big fan that she worked Star Wars into her thesis. So without further ado, welcome to episode 36 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi there, Lipstick and Lightsabers. I'm Kesha, and I'm a 22 years old woman who has a great passion for Star Wars. So I would like to tell my journey of finding Star Wars, which started with when I went through my dad's old collection, film collection actually, ranging from Indiana Jones, Star Trek, and Star Wars, obviously, but I ended up really intrigued with Star Wars, like the premise of Star Wars. And it was like, I don't know, when I was a teen, probably, which is like 10 years ago, I'd say. But I obviously love the trilogy, but The Force Awakens, awakened my love for Star Wars. Like, I love Star Wars even more after I watch The Force Awakens. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way they introduced the characters, like from that perfect introduction of Rey, and then Kylo, and then Finn, and even Poe. Like, the nostalgia, it's perfect to me. Like, I don't get why people think it's a rehash of A New Hope. I don't think it is. That's just me. But I really, really love Star Wars The Force Awakens, and it's my favorite Star Wars film, actually. And then The Last Jedi added, like, so much depth to the Star Wars film to me. Like, it has nuance. Like, it's just so good, especially with Rey's character. Like, I fell in love with her even more. Like, the struggles that she had to go through, the failures. I don't know why people keep calling her Mary Sue, because we see her struggling, we see her failing, and that's what makes her a great character. And I just don't get why it is so hard for people, especially men, to understand that.
And I engaged with the Star Wars fandom, like, it's been 3 years now. Like, even though I've been a Star Wars fan for a long time, but I dive into the fandom for, like, it's been 3 years, because even when before The Force Awakens came out, I get excited in silence, because I was in a Marvel fandom and not many people are, seems to acknowledge Star Wars. So I feel like, I don't know what was I thinking, but I didn't show my love for Star Wars back then. And yeah, I just started, being really frontal about it on, like, by the end of 2016, I'd say. But to be honest, on 2016 until mid 2017, my experience with the Star Wars fandom wasn't so great. Like, it's just boring. But after The Last Jedi came out, I met some amazing new friends, and they're just really, really nice and funny, intelligent, and just all over a great group of people to engage with. And I'm really happy to be able to meet these people. Okay, not meet, but like, know these group of people. Like, it's just pretty beautiful to me that a group of people can, be passionate about something that they love, even though they're like miles apart. My friends are all over the globe, and I'm here in Indonesia, dying about Star Wars, and not many people around me, like none of my friends are into it except like one, and that one person is the one that I persuade into Star Wars since Rogue One, and I'm glad that I did that, because if it wasn't her, then I don't have anyone to share my love of Star Wars. And then Star Wars impacted my life greatly, I think, since I stepped into university. After I have to make, you know, papers for my degree, I major in English literature and language. So I write about, you know, obviously literature, you know, linguistics and such. But what I'm proud of the most is that I'm able to make my thesis about Rey and her existentialism issue in Star Wars The Last Jedi, and I'm pretty damn proud of my thesis, because I feel like my thesis explored Rey's character like into depth, and like it's just so funny to me that Jean-Paul Sartre, which is a French philosopher, like I'm in awe because of how fitting his theory of existentialism is. Like, it fits Rey's character perfectly to me, and that's why I made a thesis from it. Like, how Rey, you know, struggling with her own identity, and how she defines her own destiny, and how she finds her purpose and essence. And that's what I, you know, dive in. That's where I, you know, explained in my thesis. And I'm pretty proud that I'm able to, you know, express my love for Star Wars through this thesis that, you know, can be publicized, and people around the globe are able to read on it. And maybe if they hate Rey, and maybe after reading my thesis, then they would understand why Rey is the way she is, you know. And Ryan Johnson actually noticed me, like he wished me good luck on it, and which made me so confident when I was, you know, bombarded with all of these questions regarding my thesis on the examination day. And I graduated with honor, like cum laude, as we call it here. I'm really emotional when I think about it, because I love Star Wars, and the fact that the thing that I love made me achieve this, it's a pretty great feeling. And you know, I wish Ryan would read my thesis one day. I just thank him, and also JJ Abrams, because I'm the biggest JJ Abrams fans out there, self-proclaimed. Yeah, so the last thing is, the thing that I'm most looking forward to in Star Wars would be The Rise of Skywalker, obviously. And I'm very nervous for it, but I'm really excited at the same time. And I have so much faith in JJ, and I hope everyone in the fandom too, because JJ loves Star Wars, so I'm sure he's trying his best, you know, finding the perfect way to end this 40 years old saga. So yeah, that's my thoughts on Star Wars for Lipstick and Lightsabers. Thank you so much for tuning in, and bye.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Kesha, and you can find her at JJ Abrams, spelled JJAIBRAMS, on Twitter. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter @lip_lightsabers and myself @AlexLeonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!